Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to be discussing a beloved icon of Astoria and the Northwest, and perhaps much further away than that. We will be talking about the historic and beautiful Liberty Theater. Its history, past and future, events, opportunities for folks to engage. And we will meet the brand new executive director of the Liberty Theater, Jennifer Crockett. In fact, Jennifer is sitting here right now. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're here since you have only been on the job for about a month or so. And so I appreciate you making time for it. I'm sure there's a lot on your plate right now.
Oh, thank you.
We also have in the studio Christine Lolich. Christine is the board president of the Liberty Theater Board of Directors. Hi, Christine.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Well, very delighted to have you both here. We're going to learn things that I don't know yet, and hopefully the listening audience will also learn. Jennifer, before we begin talking about the Liberty and what your role is going to be there, let's learn more about you. Please tell us about your background and your life.
Well, I started playing clarinet when I was 10. I was handed it by my mother and grandmother, who also played clarinet. I wasn't very excited about it until my family used to take us to the Nutcracker every year, and I heard the clarinet solo in there and decided that that's what I wanted to do for a living. I went to Interlochen for high school, and then I got my music degree at DePaul University. I lived in Chicago for a while and then moved to Portland about 14 years ago. And while playing clarinet, I was also doing bookkeeping as a side job. I helped a couple of friends start some businesses in Portland. I've always enjoyed working in the business industry, and so the Liberty job came up, and I was excited to merge my musical background with my business skills. And I've realized over the last, number of years playing music that we need champions on stage and we need champions off stage in order for music to continue to thrive. So I was really excited about this opportunity, and I continue to be.
And Jennifer, where did you actually grow up? Are you an Oregonian, or are you from?
No, my family is from Pittsburgh, Northwest Pennsylvania, and Pittsburgh area. And then I went to school in Chicago, and I lived there for a number of years before coming out to Oregon.
And you've been in Oregon for 14 years.
Yes.
And how are you liking being in Astoria?
I love it. My husband and I moved here about a year ago. We realized we were spending every weekend in Astoria, so we decided to move out here, and we really, really love it.
And as the executive director, there's a big learning curve, I'm sure. And so what are the things that are keeping you really busy right now?
There's a lot. I've been really lucky. I have a supportive board. I have a huge group of volunteers that are very helpful and supportive. I have staff at the theater that's been fantastic. We're all just focused on, programming and getting the theater accessible to as many people in the community as we can.
That is a great goal. And Christine Lolich, please tell the listening audience about you.
I'm a registered nurse, and I am a native Portlander, and we bought the house here as a retirement home, though I did work here at this hospital, Columbia Memorial, and I was at Emmanuel in Portland for 34 years. And I got involved in the theater when my husband, John Hopkins, was on the board. And that was about 2004, and I just helped with things. So I've been involved for quite a few years.
Well, the helping with things now has led to you being on the board. And
yes,
we have, there's been some movement, some changes at on the board level. And with Jennifer just coming on after being there just about a month, who's on the board of the Liberty Theater?
Well,
because it's different today.
It's different, and some of our former board members came back. So former board members who are back, Steve Forrester and Sherry Folk, Betty Smith is on the board, Steve Buckaloo, Diane Barker-Sace, Cynthia Johnston, Israel Nebaker.
Of Blind Pilot.
Darren Orange was on the board, and that was fun when he did his painting up there with Sergei and Ilya during the music festival, which
was
incredibly cool.
Incredibly cool.
And Diane Tiedemann, I think I named everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so
excellent.
We have a great board that has, in the last 7 months, have worked very, very closely together because we've had so many changes, and it's just been a wonderful experience.
The Liberty Theater is a nonprofit 501c3, and because you're in this gorgeous historic building, there are obviously a lot of operating costs, a lot of upkeep. Let's talk a little bit about, though, the Liberty Theater's history. And so when did the Liberty Theater open?
Next year it'll be 92 years, and it was a theater. It was vaudeville. Of course, that's before my time, so I'm going by history. And somewhere in there, it was a movie theater. And then that's what people, a lot of the locals remember, the movie theater. And then it was decided, the group got together and raised funds to renovate. The theater is a Venetian theater that is incredibly gorgeous. You don't find such fine work in very many places. The unfortunate part is we have a lot of locals that have never been into the theater, and the theater is there for everybody. We have all kinds of events, and Jennifer will go over some of those, but you are welcome to come and see the icon, the living room of our community, if you will.
And I know there are sometimes special tours when we have the cruise ships in town. People want to come and look at the Liberty Theater because it is magnificent. The murals, the chandeliers, it is ornate. It is stunning. It looks like something you would see in Europe.
Indeed.
And it fell into disrepair. So it was a vaudeville theater. They made it into a movie theater.
Multiplex kind of thing.
Yes, right. And things kind of went downhill for the Liberty for quite a while. And it was just not in great shape. And then suddenly in early 2000s, a group got together and said, let's renovate. And then
Steve Forrester, Hal Snow. I think Edith Henningsgaard. I don't know all the folks that were totally involved, but they saw the vision. I think that's the important thing. They had vision. They saw what the future could hold for the theater. And, you know, otherwise, it could not be there. It very well may have just kind of fallen apart.
Yes, and it's at a very important crossroads. It is the heart of the community, the living room of the community, as you say. And so then in 2004, I think it was, it reopened, and people were able to buy seats to help donate with people in honor of people. Can people still do that?
Yes, we still have seats available. There's box seats as well as the lower seats. So yeah, there's a little nameplate, and we get those engraved and put them in, and it's just a tribute to the theater.
Yes, a friend of mine, I was at the Russian Gold concert a week or so ago, and a friend of mine was so happy to show me her mother's seat with a little, with her name on it. It was just great.
The Astoria High School, the graduating classes, it may be some other high schools locally, but I know for sure some of the graduating classes will put money together and buy a seat. And, you know, that's a fun tribute. It's nice to go see what you did.
Right. The Liberty Theater offers events, whether it's music or theater. They offer events throughout the year, and we're going to talk about some of those in a little bit. Also, a lot of folks may not realize that you do a lot of weddings and that you have meeting spaces. So, Jennifer, why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have space upstairs and throughout the theater, both for, like you said, weddings and meetings, class reunions, memorial services. Anyone that is interested in renting any of our space can contact me through either email or phone.
And people can actually rent the actual theater itself, the stage. And
yes.
I've been to a wedding there, actually. And then the McTavish Room, which is also stunning. Is a great place for banquets or events.
Yes, absolutely.
And is it also still being used? The ballet company uses you have practice rooms upstairs, right?
Yeah,
don't you have writers and people who are...
No, exactly. We house the Astoria School of Ballet on our second floor, which is fantastic. We are a vibrant performing arts center.
So there's something going on there every day. Whether we see it outside and the public knows that whether there's an event or not, there's always something going on inside.
Absolutely.
The Liberty Theater. And including the fact that it's kind of famous also for having a ghost. And you, Christine, have had the honor of seeing that ghost.
I did see that ghost, and it was sort of odd. We were having a meeting in the Paulson Pavilion, and I left to go down to the office, and I passed this lady, and all the doors were locked. There was nobody in the building but the four of us that were in a meeting, and I passed this lady, and under normal circumstances, I would say to somebody, may I help you? But to this little lady who was short, and it was in a wool coat with a hat, I just said, hello, and I think she said hello back. but I don't know. And off she went, and off I went. And then I realized that there were no doors opening and closing. And she just disappeared into the night.
Yes.
And there really, really is a ghost there. And I do believe there's more than one.
But they're fairly friendly, right? It's not that they don't wreak havoc. I mean, they're ghosts, and they just do little things, right?
Well, when things go wrong, little things, not when it rains and things leak, but when little things go wrong, like a door's unlocked that you know was locked, we blame it on the ghost. As okay. a nurse, I would blame it on the night shift, but at the Liberty, we have the ghost.
Okay, that's excellent. And it's possible possibly Travel Oregon is going to be doing some sort of a special a paranormal investigation of the ghosts at the Liberty Theater sometime in the future. You also host things on December 10th, there's the Gifts That Make a Difference.
Correct.
And that's something that we'll be talking about in the second half of the program. What was the most surprising thing to you when you started, Jennifer, at the Liberty Theater, and you walked in and you probably had been in the theater before you started working there as the executive director. But then when you walked into your office and you saw all the different things that an executive director has to do.
I played for the Astoria Music Festival a couple of years ago. And I think, like Christine and I have talked about, you get this impression that this is a wealthy organization with a large staff running it. And I think what was most surprising to me is we are largely run on volunteers. I think there are only four of us that are actually on staff at the theater, so which I think is an amazing accomplishment to run this, like I said, thriving performing arts center mainly on the strength of our volunteers. That's been the biggest surprise, and it's such a great thing.
My sister used to volunteer there, and she loved it. It was a really special part of her life. And you have volunteers that you train on an ongoing basis, and right now there are opportunities for volunteers, correct?
Absolutely. We have such a wide variety of events. We are always in need of volunteers. I don't want to wear anyone out by relying too heavily on a small group of people. So the more the merrier. We're always accepting volunteers.
How would someone get in touch with you to say, oh, I've heard this program and I didn't realize I'd love to be a Liberty Theater volunteer? And volunteers do many things, from what, being ushers to working in the gift shop. What do you need volunteers to do?
We need volunteers, like you said, yes, ushers, selling merchandise, ticket takers, concession stand, weddings, events. We have a wide array of volunteer needs. If they're interested, you can always give me a call at the theater or email me at the theater, or at our events, we usually have a little sign up at our merchandise table as well.
Oh, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful place to volunteer. And then you also are able to participate in some of the most wonderful things that happen in this community. Again, Astoria, this little tiny town of 10,000, has the opportunity to hike with banana slugs, up near the column, and then within moments be listening to opera, seated in the absolutely magnificent Liberty Theater. So that's, I think, very unusual. This town's all about juxtaposition. I mean, having the Liberty right downtown. The demographics for the Liberty are changing, and you're changing some things up too. You're really trying to get a younger audience to come in. So how are you doing some of that?
I think it's attracting a younger audience, but without alienating the audience that we already have. So I think it's just a wider array of programming. We've started the Sunset Series, which is our indie pop series, a lot of local artists. We're continuing our Liberty Present series, which, Alistair Frazier, Natalie Hawes. We just had Quarter Flash in, Women of the World. That's a wider audience as well. We've got classical events, like we had Russian Gold a few weeks ago. Just kind of coming up with programming that includes everyone and doesn't alienate anyone.
And there are also some free programs as well.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of great holiday events coming up. We've got ADHDA Santas in our lobby for three different dates.
And that's Astoria Historic Downtown Association?
Yes. Yep. They'll be doing pictures with kids and pictures with Santa. We've got Gifts That Make a Difference on the 10th. We've got the Columbia River Symphony is playing also on the 10th. Those are some of our free events. And then we've got the North Coast Symphonic Band will be doing their Christmas concert on the 17th. That is a ticketed event, but for sale in our box office. And then we're also selling tickets for Little Ballet Theater's Nutcracker for December 3rd and 4th. So,
and is the Little Nutcracker going to be there on December 3rd?
No, it's at the high school,
isn't it? Right, exactly.
But you can buy tickets in our box
office. I so wish it would be at the Liberty Theater sometime. Is that feasible?
As I recall, the stage is not the correct size.
Yeah,
I wondered about that.
Unfortunate. Yeah. Right. I'm sure that, you know, Jeannie would love to have it there because she used to have her dance classes at the theater.
I would, too. I'm playing clarinet in the Pitt Orchestra this year.
Are you?
I am.
How do people find out about what's happening at the Liberty? You have a website, but I guess there's a new one coming, right?
Yes. Our new website should be up in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, our current website is no longer working. But we have a complete list of events on our Facebook page, and that gets updated all the time. And we're also on Instagram. There's a lot of pictures about local businesses and things going on around town. And so that's a great site as well.
And all Jennifer has set up the Facebook, and we have gotten way more hits off of that Facebook than we ever had when our website did work, when the hits off the website. So Facebook, Instagram, those are... That's what's going on nowadays, but we still will be having the website. We just started working on that.
Excellent. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today I'm talking with the new executive director of the Liberty Theater, Jennifer Crockett, and Liberty Theater Board President, Christine Lolich. We've been talking a little bit about the history of the theater. The Liberty is in downtown Estuary, the heart of the living room of the community. It's a nonprofit 501c3. In fact, how does funding take place for the Liberty, Christine?
Funding is a variety of things. We have Lady Liberty, which is honoring a volunteer in the community in April generally, and so that's a ticketed and sponsorship. There's sponsorships for the, we do have two different series, and that sometimes doesn't make sense to people, their events. But Sunset Series, we've had specific sponsors for that. And Liberty Presents, we've had specific sponsors. We have grants, and some grants can go to those events. Others are for specific things to be done. You can't do a grant for operations. So that's why we need money. It's very expensive to run the theater. It's over $22,000. A month to run that building, which is a huge chunk of change. We're not wealthy, and we truly appreciate every dollar that comes in, and it makes a drastic difference for us.
And one of the ways, it's just like when I've had people on from Clatsop Community College, one of the ways people can help support the college is register for a class, be a student. That helps. And so if people sign up for the series, which, and they can buy tickets at the Liberty Theater box office. You also work with Tickets West, I think?
Yes, correct.
So signing up for, becoming a ticket holder for a series is a really important and wonderful way to support the Liberty. Being a volunteer, and obviously all of the donations are tax deductible.
They are, and we will be having a drive. You know, it's that time of year, and we're all here together, and we're all looking for money, and each different group, nonprofit, whatever group it is, truly appreciates the dollars that you give, and it does make a difference. And that's what the giving on December 10th is all about, so that all these different nonprofits are there and you can give. We want to keep the theater going. That's the goal. And we do have also Art a la Carte that we're doing every other year, pretty much. And every now and then there's another little fundraiser. For instance, right now what we have is our raffle. And we did this last year. And this year, the raffle, the tickets are $50 each. And we're doing it a little different. There's multiple prizes so more people can win. So the first prize is $3,500 towards a cruise to Alaska or wherever you need to travel. And that's through Sundial Travel. The next prize is a night at the Cannery Pier Hotel and dinner at Baked Alaska. The next prize is diamond earrings donated by Jonathan's, and I really like them a lot, but I can't win. And then the next prize is dinner at T-Paul Supper Club. So you have four different opportunities to win, which is unique and different, and we will draw at Lady Liberty in April.
And how do people purchase these raffle tickets then?
Well, you can buy one through the board member, and I always like to sell the most. There is no prize, but I feel competitive. Or you can buy them through the box office. And then when we do have the concerts there, we have those tickets available at our merchandise table.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I know I bought a couple of CDs of the Russian Gold when I came to that concert, and I love being able to do that there. I wish we had all the things throughout the years that the Liberty has offered and the wonderful things that you've been able to buy there, I wish we had like a little gift shop, a Liberty Theater gift shop, but maybe someday.
Well, we have a little one, but not with all those things.
Yes, exactly, depending on who's there. Jennifer, you're a musician, and how are schools working with music now these days? I mean, a lot of times we're worried. We hear that programs are being cut, art programs, music programs, and we know that music and math are related. We know that people coming, being involved in theater is a healthy thing for our youth. So how do you feel about these things, and is there something Liberty can do in that way?
I think there's a lot that the Liberty can do. I think partnering with our schools, there are a couple events coming up later in the spring where schools are busing in their kids to come see programs. I think also if there are any schools that would like to have, you know, a concert in the theater, they can definitely reach me. I'll be reaching out to them. There's a lot that we can do, and there's a lot more that can be done to bridge that gap. I think the situation in schools in Oregon is challenging for music. I've been a clarinet teacher over the last couple of years in Portland. I've seen a lot of programs go under. I've seen a lot come back from the Multnomah Arts Tax. It's kind of school by school at this point. I grew up in, you know, Pennsylvania and Illinois with thriving, huge music programs, and was surprised when I came out here that the funding is challenging in Oregon. And I think anything we can do to support the school music programs is, I'm definitely interested in doing that.
And there are opportunities for youth to be involved, because don't you have the Missoula Children's Theater come every year?
Yeah,
that's when I see lots of school buses parked in front of the Liberty Theater.
The kids all come, all the different schools come to see the theater, to see the presentation, and other kids are in it.
Yep.
So it's opened to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Astoria School of Ballet also does that.
And then in the past, we've had Tall Jazz here, and they would come out on a Friday afternoon and go to the high school, to Astoria High School, and work with the kids. And then the kids are invited. Now, we haven't done that in quite a few years, but that's a good way to bring the kids into the theater. And when I was growing up in Portland, the parochial school, we had the different parts of the symphony come periodically so the kids could learn about the horns and the strings and all that. And, you know, there's ways for us to do that without bringing the actual groups here, but, you know, mm-hmm. be a movie or something. But it would be, it's just incredible to learn about all that. Or opera. Little mm-hmm. kids don't know about opera, and people here love opera. The mm-hmm. adults love it.
Exactly. The Astoria Music Festival, of course, has just gotten so much great press. It's a spectacular event. And they're looking at doing more events throughout the year as well. And it looks like to me there's going to be some diversified programming. There's more outreach. Sometimes you're going to be part of the art walk on certain times of the year. And then people can also maybe ask for special tours if they have groups. And you really, it sounds like the downtown, the Astoria Historic District Association is doing really well. And you all are working with each other.
Absolutely. It's been a great partnership so far. There's a lot of great events. I am happy to open the doors of the Liberty as much as possible. I think the more people we can get inside, the better. Like Christine mentioned, a lot of folks haven't been in there, and we are Astoria's living room, the community's living room. Yep.
I loved seeing Dr. Scott Ashley and his two magnificent children dressed up at Russian Gold and watching Sergey, and it was marvelous. I mean, that's a great family opportunity. It's the Liberty is for everybody.
And all events at the Liberty are not put on by the Liberty. We have other groups that rent the theater and put different venues on. So I guess the ballet is one example. The Astoria Music Festival, we've had Country Western, not lately, but that sure draws everybody. Every event that goes on there is not us. Somebody else might be renting that theater and be putting it on for themselves, for their organization.
Right, and that's a great idea. I always thought, wouldn't it be great if we could get like some big band stuff, you know, maybe on New Year's Eve or, you know, I mean, it just feels like when you go to the Liberty, I think you feel like it's a festive occasion. However, you don't have to be in black tie. You don't have to dress up. I mean, people come, all different ages come in all different states of dress.
But would you like to? Like the Pittock Mansion one time, they celebrated the anniversary of the Pittocks. They've been dead forever. And so people came dressed in, you know, attire from that era. And wouldn't that be fun to have something like that in the McTavish? Elegant, of course, you don't have to be elegant, but elegant event where you get to live in the era?
A costume ball. Because, you know, so many operas are all about, you know, masked balls and identity swaps and all the subterfuge that goes on. And wouldn't it be great to do some sort of a costume masked ball?
It would be fun.
Absolutely. So. I had thought about it. I came in a little too late in the year to do something, put something like that together for this year, but that would be fantastic.
Right. What are some of the things, we just have a few minutes left now. So what are the things that you, Jennifer, would like to do and how you hope to make a difference in the way the Liberty Theater is perceived and run these days?
I think it circles back to just growing our volunteer base, getting the community as involved as possible, volunteers to help run the wide array of programming that we would like to get in the theater, you know, covering all demographics, a wide range of free and ticketed events, all sorts of kinds of music, dance. We have a lot of goals, and we need the volunteer base to help us accomplish that.
And do you get ideas and say, I'm going to reach out to these people and see if I can book this particular concert? Obviously, Judy Collins has been here in the past.
Yeah.
And so your job, really, I mean, you not only are there to answer the phone if someone says, I'd like to book the Liberty Theater for my group doing this event, and you also say, hey, we need to do something in March, I'm going to reach out to X, Y, or Z, and I'm going to book something.
Absolutely. It's both of those scenarios.
Yeah, exactly. And Christine, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes. I find it so interesting that there are so many locals that have not been in the theater. I said that before, but it hurts my heart that they haven't been in there. And when they do get in there, they are just so incredibly impressed with how gorgeous it is. The chandelier, the murals, it just goes on and on. And I just want people to know that we want you to come in. We want you to come to an event and be part of our Liberty Theater and be part ownership of what we have here. We have such an incredible building. Please join us for an event.
Yes. And again, I think that it's not something that can be, that is intimidating. It's something that people are gracious. The ushers are gracious. They're all parts of people in the community. And so if people think, oh, that's a formal thing, it is stunningly beautiful. However, you can come as you are and experience that, whether it's for a tour or an event. And like you said, on Facebook and on eventually the new website, you'll be able to see an event that might be just right for you or your family.
Definitely. I also wanted to let people know of our upcoming event, the Reader's Theater. It has music, dance. We're doing a production of A Christmas Carol that will be held in our McTavish room, and dates are on our Facebook page.
That's wonderful. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Any other events or anything else that you'd like the listening audience to know about in these last moments or two?
Just take a look at the Facebook, see what's there. There is something there for you. We have in the box office events posted also as well. And again, please come. Please mm-hmm. join us. Mm-hmm. And you just come as you are, like you said.
It is a very nurturing thing to go to the Liberty. It really uplifts your spirit. It helps on every level. I know I was the night of Russian Gold. I was really exhausted. I had a really long day. And I said, no, if I go there, I'm going to feel such joy and such peace. And I did. And so make it a point to go to something at the Liberty Theater. Find out what they're doing. Jennifer Crockett, so happy to have you here. Welcome. You're a breath of fresh air. We're delighted that you're here. Christine, thank you for all the good work you and the board do. So please think about the Liberty Theater. this holiday season and ongoing. If you want to be a volunteer, get in touch with Jennifer. And thank you both so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next week. And I want to express my gratitude to Graham for organizing the engineering on this program and local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his amazing theme music for this show. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's so good for you. It's good for your health. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't. Focus on the things that are, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.